we on page... Page 72 over here. We are at the end of Siman Kuf, Kuf Zayin Sif Aleph. Okay, we talked over here at the beginning of Sif Kuf Zayin of where to place, where's the placement of the Tfilin Shel Yad. So we get into the Shiloh, what if someone does not really have a Yad? He's missing his forearm in terms of what we call luckily a Gidein. What is the status with putting on Tfilin? So Shita Tosfos says, it's really not such a problem, because at the end of the day, if he has the part of the tefillin that you put the back of the tefillin, which we know is the ikar part of the tefillin, he has the bicep area, so he'll just put on tefillin over there, and he can make even a bracha on his anachas tefillin over there. The Or Zeruah holds that since he does not have an arm, he really doesn't have an arm, therefore he is potter mit tefillin, he does not put on tefillin at all. So Ramah over here comes with a pshara. And the Ramah says over here, the end of Siv Alv, in the parentheses over here, Yidim, she'ein lo yad, rak zura, he doesn't have the bottom part of the yad, he only has the top part, yaniach b'lo bracha, he should put on his tefillin without a bracha. That is the maskana over here. Now, for sure, the Gra points out that for sure he has to put on tefillin. At the end of the day, he has the place, the main part of the tefillin, the main place over there. But at the end of the day, we say to go ahead and not make a bracha on his tefillin. So he asks, so what should he do? Since we said once again, Chazarsh over here, according to Ashkenazim, Tfilin Shel Rosh gets two brachos, Laniach and Mitzvah Tfilin. In this case, where anyways, it's even a suffix, where you make the Tfilin, Laniach Tfilin, on the Shel Yad, what he'll do is he'll put on the Yad, and then he'll put on the Rosh, he'll make two brachos on his Rosh, he'll say Laniach Tfilin, and Mitzvah Tfilin, and he'll have Kavana also on his Shel Yad, to Merviach even the Shita of Tosos, according to that. Okay, so that is the din of a Gidim, if someone is missing a good chunk of his arm, Chas V'Shalom, and that would be Allah L'Maisa. See this. Haminig Anachon. The Minig Anachon is Shia Yud Shel Kesher Tfilah. The Yud, which is the knot of the Tfilin Shel Yad, you know, the Minig there next to the backs over there. That is, if you don't know, we all should know that the Shin, Anar Shel Rosh, on the two sides of the Bayit Shel Rosh, is the Shin. We have a Dalad in the back, the knot of the Tfilin in the back of our head is a Dalad, and we have the Yud on the Tfilin Shel Yad, which spells out Shekai, Hashem's name, and therefore the Yud of the Tfilin over there we're talking about right now, we're not talking about the Tfilin Shel Yad, because that's what we started with. That's the first thing you put on, therefore the Mechaber is talking about how to put on the Tfilin Shel Yad. And another important akuda over here is to have the Tfilin Shel Yad, Shel Kesher, Tfilin Shel Yad, Litzad Aleim. It should be on the inside, in between the back of the Tfilin and your heart. Got Tfilin of Allah, Litzad Chosin, the Tfilin should be upon it. Lifts out on the outside. What do you mean on it? It doesn't mean literally on top of it. It means on it, that since we said it earlier on in Sif Aleph, that the tefillin are supposed to be tilting a little bit towards your heart. So if it tilts a little bit towards your heart, so lemaisa, the box is a little bit above now the yad, the yud, since it's in the inside of the tefillin shel yad, therefore it's going to be considered on top of it. Okay, so that is the lock over here. The yud should be on the inside of the box of the tefillin. And then he says, Yeshli Zayir Shalotazuz Hayud Shalakesher Miatfilo. You should be careful that the Yud should never leave the back of the tefillin. It should always be connected. It should always be connected to the box. Okay, so that is two halachas over here in terms of the Yud. Number one, it goes on the inside, in between the tefillin and your heart and your body. And number two, it should be always connected to the back of the tefillin. Now, a couple important things over here. Number one, the Mishnah Berurah points out over here in the Bir Halacha, Din Rasli Yesh Lezayir B'Shem, the Gra, that this is not just a Minhag HaNachon. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I am the Bir Hakash HaKadosh Dinah DeGemara LePerash HaGaon HaGaonim. At least according to the Shita HaGaonim, this is the Ikar Dinah DeGemara. It's not just a nice Minhag. To have the Yod on the inside, it's the Ikar Dinah DeGemara. We'll soon see why that is going to be important for us. Generally speaking, halachically, things that are Makor and Shas have a much stronger Koach than things that are not found in Shas, even though we have different minhagim and different sources for halachas. If the halacha is based on a gemara that's found in Shas, the halacha is Rav Katz says this a lot of times also, you have the source is a lot stronger source. So we'll come back to this in a couple minutes. Number one, the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkat Yud over here on the second din that it's always got to be connected to the tefillin. He says the Zohar Parshas Pinchas Machmir Ma'od Binyan said. The Zohar Parshas Pinchas is Ma'od Machbid, that the yud should constantly be connected to the tefillin. And he says, "Yesh machmirin gam shegein b'toch kisan tzrichin lizar b'zeh shelo tazuz klal yod." And even when you wrap your tefillin, there's b'toch kisan, you should still have the yud connected to the tefillin. Okay? And we tam zeh. And because of this, how makbid we are to make sure that the yud does not leave the back of the tefillin. Yesh nogim likshor hayudim chut shel gidim atfillin. There are those who know you can take a gid, a little string, and they tie the yud to the tefillin box in order that it should not leave its mokum. Okay? The Roy Levatel Zalva, the Mishnah Berurah says we should Levatel this minute. Just wait a moment. Because what they used to do is they take the gid and they used to wrap it around the tefillin to the point where it would go underneath the box of the tefillin and it would separate in between the box of the tefillin and your forearm. And your forearm and the bicep. And therefore, Shir Yachut Shal Gid Tzviva Titora, Chotzeit Ben Azroa, let tefillin be chotzeit in your tefillin. And your arm, okay? Uvu levush yisrael to the right levatel gan kivinik shekarchem ritzul b'makom mekibor tachas etitora. And levush yisrael says similarly, you should levatel the meaning that people have the strap of the tefillin also underneath the tefillin box. Also, it should be directly underneath. But in terms of this gid, that is, it seems like it's a great idea to have this gid because it'll make sure the yud is connected at all times. However, Mr. Rowe points out there's a problem with this if it's going to be chotzeit between your tefillin and underneath. Therefore, we came up with an eitz that's already found already in the Shari Tshuva. Mentioned this also in the end of Sikkot and Dalet. Because the Asher came to Shachut HaKosher b'chlos hatitora b'makom ha'ma'abayta lo ichpatlan. What he's saying over here is that what they do is they stick the gid through the ma'abayta. Okay, you have the place where the strap goes through your tefillin, which connects it to the tefillin itself. That's called the ma'abayta. So they stick the gid in between there also, and then they tie it around, and therefore it's not chotzeit in between your arm and your tefillin, and then your yod can be able to stay both in them. You don't have a problem with chatzitz over here, and you will still understand that the yod is connected. Okay, so if you can connect the yod and just by pulling tight like some people do, and the yod does not move, it stays in one place, that's great. But if it's constantly, the yod is falling off the backs of the tefillin, therefore then you should ask the sofer for a gid and have him tie it there, and therefore it will not be problematic and it will constantly be connected like we stated before. Okay? This is all a din though lichatchil. As much as we talked about how strong it's important to have the yud connected to the tefillin, let's say you doubt, you took off your tefillin, you realize the yud was not touching the back of the tefillin. Moreno Rabin, remember the tefillin, you're not mechuyav, you don't put on, you have to put on your tefillin again. You're yotzei your tefillin for sure, and you don't have no, you even have to put that tefillin on again and have the yud connected to the back. Just make sure that next time you're more masked that you not leave its place. Okay? So that is Siv Beis in Torah terms of the yud. Sorry, one more thing over here, and that is the Bir Halacha. In Bir Halacha, Haminig HaNachon, the first one. There's two Minig HaNachon, I believe. Yeah. The first Minig HaNachon over here, it is Ayim Beis Yosef B'Shem Ha'ari. I'm not even going to read it inside because the words are very complicated over here, but what he's bringing down over here is Machlokas B'Shem Ha'ari, brought down the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe. On which side does the knot of your tefillin go? Not the yud, but the knot, the place where you tie your tefillin. Is it beneath the tefillin or is it above the tefillin? It depends on which side they stick in already when the sofer sticks it in to go ahead and tie the tefillin. And this is the core of the machlokas between some nusach who wrap in, some wrap out. It all depends on where they put the knot of the tefillin. That's the Bir Halacha. There's two different days. L'maisa, you go after your minig, however you follow your tefillin normally, that's your minig, that's what you should do. However, it's not ma'akiv at all if you borrow someone's tefillin. That does the tie the other way. There's no problem, just tie the other way or do it, put the tefillin the best you can with the other way. You see over here the two days that are brought down over here in the Bir Halacha. You go through it inside yourself. Siv Kimmel. Now another minig anach. Haminag anachon l'takein shema'abarta shabu atzul v'aseimu nachas l'tzad ha-katev v'aksitza li'arayad. You see over here two definitions that we have to get down in terms of tefillin. One is ma'abarta, one is ksitza. Ma'abarta already defined for you. That's the back of the tefillin. That little piece where the strap goes through, that's called the ma'abarta. The ksitza is the bayit itself, the square bayit itself, where the parties go inside. That's called the ksitza. Okay, so over here, the minhag nachon is that you should make it as the ma'abarta shaba rutsua beres, the place where the rutsua passes by, that's why I call the ma'abarta. Te munachas l'tzad ha'kesef, it should be closer to your shoulder, meaning it should be on top of the tefillin, it should be an upper part of the tefillin. Ma'aksita l'tzad ha'yad, and therefore the back of the tefillin should be closer to the hand than the ma'abarta, that's the way the tefillin should go ahead and go. And that's also, once again, a minhag nachon over here. Okay, so that is, hey, so you have the ma'abarta in the back, and you have the yod on the inside of the tefillin, between the tefillin and your body. Now, what happens if you cannot mekayim both? I.e., this is a case where if you have a lefty borrowing a righty tefillin or a righty borrowing a lefty tefillin, and you're going to put it in the opposite hand, if you put it on the same way with the ma'abarta above and the tzitza beneath, so if you switch arms right now, now the yud is going to be on the opposite side, it's going to be on the outside, and it's not going to be on the inside. Okay, so you have what you see over here, you have the tzitza, if you put on the opposite head of the lefty of the yud, normally inside, you put on the opposite side, now the yud is going to be on the outside of the body, not on the inside of the body. So therefore, halacha l'maisa, both the beralacha, the second one, right at the end of page 72, so minog nachla takin, and b'chozah nishiru, Ether, the elo rap tefillin shall eno ether ola hefich. Okay, if someone is an ether, you're the lefty and only has a tefillin of a righty or the opposite. Yuchola hafich la niacha ksita le ksada ksavi on the back to the side of the yod. You would turn around the tefillin backwards, and now backwards could be ucho, and now the mabarta will be down towards your hand, and the ksita will be up towards your shoulder. In this case, the yod will still be on the inside facing your body, like we said before, because over here you can't get both halachas in. Which one do we choose? This comes back to what we said before. The Gra writes that this has a Sivayz, has a Makor from Shas. Sivayz is a Makor from Shas, and therefore it's a stronger din than the Siv Gimel, which is just a Minaganachem. Therefore, that's why we choose Sivayz over Siv Gimel when you can't Mekayim both them. That's the finish over here. King Katsu B'Shus Yaakov, Arsaz Achayim, Kizab Avari Tov Yotzer Mimashkinach Kach Liyad Tzon Tzomach Olev, Yaya Ketra Yod Chutla, Ukamoshi calls them a grub, the same thing, Asha calls the Shulchanach, we're seeing a minag, even though the Shulchanach calls it a minag, Dina the Gemara, the Perish, the Gaonim, according to the Gaonim, this is Dina the Gemara, and therefore that is what you're going to choose, and that is what Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Neventhal also brings out over here, and Dio Raffle it's that. Ether, shame the other, but film, shame the other, you need come out yard, you mean no, Kshma Barta, let's start a yard, Kadesh the Ayur, let's start a goof, he says exactly like the Mechaber says over here, Ad Khan for today.